The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q-Who. This is episode 20 of season 2, and today I'm going to take a quick look at the audiobook for The Mythmakers, which I recently listened to. It's during my listen through of all of the Target novelizations on audiobook CD. And I have to say, I really, really enjoyed The Mythmakers. I thought it was a solid outing for this range. When I originally looked at it, when I got it and saw that Stephen Thorne was going to be the reader, I kind of had my doubts because, of course, if you recall, he played Omega in The Three Doctors. He had played in The Demons, and he's been in several Doctor Who's over the years. And he's got this big booming voice in those shows, playing those characters. So for this one, for the novelization, what Donald Cotton did, the way he wrote it, was all from Homer's perspective. Basically, Homer telling the story of what happens in Troy, with the Trojan War. And so I kind of wondered, Stephen Thorne, is he the right person to basically play Homer? But upon listening to it, you know, he doesn't use that big booming sort of voice for this. It's not an over-the-top kind of thing. And he does an excellent job with the reading, portraying Homer. So it's quite interesting, actually. It's quite interesting. And I remember reading the book back in the 80s when it first came out, and really enjoying it and enjoying the way that they did it. What Donald Cotton did, like I said, it was sort of from Homer's point of view. So some of it's a little stretch of the imagination, because you know, Homer kind of somehow he gets to come and go between Troy and the Greek encampment and so forth. So it's all from his point of view completely, which is interesting because obviously in the televised episodes, Homer's not in there. He's mentioned, but he's not actually in the show, and it's all from, you know, the point of view of the viewer. So it's kind of interesting to see how Donald Cotton wrote it so that Homer could be involved in all these events. So it's quite interesting. And of course, that means not every single thing that appeared on screen gets portrayed in the novelization, because, again, it's from Homer's point of view, which is interesting. That's very interesting. It kind of only lets it down towards the end, where you don't really get... You know, he never goes inside the TARDIS, so therefore he doesn't see the farewell between Vicky and the Doctor. But as I recall, we really didn't get that anyway in the televised episode. It wasn't fully realized there either. It was kind of a fairly quick out for Vicky at the end of the story. So, spoilers, if you didn't already know, Vicky leaves in this story because Maureen O'Brien's contract was not renewed after this initial 4 episodes. And this was actually the first story recorded for season 3, even though Galaxy 4 and Mission to the Unknown came first in season 3, but those two stories were recorded at the end of season 2 while Verity Lambert was still there and handing things over to John Wiles. John Wiles chose not to renew Maureen O'Brien's contract for one reason or another. There's different stories on that. One that I had originally heard was that she had kind of mentioned that she was probably going to leave soon, but didn't give the, you know, didn't say I want to leave now. But between seasons, they decided they would just write her out at the end of the next. They decided they would write her out at the end of the next four-part story, which of course ended up being the Mythmakers. But at any rate, whatever really happened there behind the scenes, we may never know for sure. But there are various stories out there. Yeah, as far as the audiobook is concerned, it's a really good production. I really enjoyed the reading that Stephen Thorne gave. He was fantastic as Homer, and it was it's really a fascinating way to do a novelization. And I thought so when I originally read it. I thought, well, this is quite an interesting take on it, because it's not like a typical adaptation of one of the televised stories to, you know, to novelizing it. It was definitely done very differently. And, you know, that's a breath of fresh air, really. And it's made this one of my absolute favorite novelizations upon hearing it. When I originally read it, it was, you know, it was one of my favorites as well. I really enjoyed how it was handled. And now, listening to it, after all this time, 30 plus years later, I really love the way Donald Cotton did it. It's one of the easier ones to get through as well. It's one of the easier listens, because it's, you know, it's just written so well, and it's done so interestingly. The characters really come to life, and the story comes to life being told in this way. And Stephen Thorne was really fantastic. They couldn't have gotten a better reader, I don't think. I thought he was an odd choice when I found out he was the one reading it, but upon hearing it, yeah, I was completely enthralled, and I enjoyed every second of it. So I would highly recommend listening to the audiobook of The Mythmakers. It's still out there somewhere. I'm sure you can find it on eBay or Amazon if you want the CD, or you can certainly grab the digital download of it if you're more inclined that way. But of course, I prefer my physical media, and I'm happy able to put it on the shelf next to the actual book. So yeah, I don't regret it for a second. It is a terrific novelization, and I highly recommend it. And I can easily give it 4.5 TARDISes out of 5, because it's a really fantastic book, and it's right up there. Marco Polo has always been my favorite of the novelizations, but I think this one is just neck and neck. It's certainly my second favorite novelization, but I think it's probably my favorite reading of all of them. I think Stephen Thorne really quickly won me over, and I just loved his performance as Homer. So, yes, I highly, highly recommend this. It's a terrific book. All right, next time I will be reviewing the new documentary about the TV movie that's coming out. It's recently come out, actually. It was released in the UK on Blu-ray. It hasn't been released in America yet, and we don't have a release date yet. But I did pre-order the UK version. It's in the mail and should be here any day now. It's called Doctor Who Am I, and it's all about the making of the TV movie, so I can't wait to see it and review it for you guys, and that will be what's next on the docket. And season 2 of Doctor Who is about to be released, as of this recording anyway. Perhaps by the time you hear this recording, it will have been released in the UK. Many fans have already gotten it a little bit early. As I understand, the Blu-ray collector's box of season 2 featuring William Hartnell, that's come out, and I'll be reviewing that, because I pre-ordered the UK version, and it should be here in the next or so, and I look forward to looking over that. It's my favorite season of Doctor Who, and I really, really look forward to going through the Blu-rays, and I will do that thoroughly and then review that for you. And that will probably be the season finale of this show, Q Who. And we will be with you again soon. You know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.